Hi, I'm Ray Hageman, and this is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. The fishing forecast for anglers in the Casper region, well, looks interesting. Stay tuned. Anglers may face some challenges when fishing in Wyoming this spring and summer. Low water levels in numerous parts of the state, along with expected warm temperatures as the summer progresses, may affect fish and those who pursue them. However, the forecast looks good for numerous sport fish. Wyoming Game and Fish Department Fish Division personnel provided a spring-summer fishing outlook for their respective regions. In the Casper region, Matt Hahn, Game and Fish Fisheries Supervisor, says the biggest question mark this summer will be water supply. He says Pathfinder and Seminole reservoirs have very low storage, and given the snowpack, are not likely to come up much with spring runoff. He says given the size of these lakes, it shouldn't impact the fish populations, but it could impact boating access, as many boat ramps will be high and dry, and various boating hazards that people are not used to worrying about start to manifest with lower than normal water levels. He says similarly, the tailwater sections of the North Platte River are not likely to be impacted given that they're somewhat insulated from drought by upstream reservoirs. Streams draining the North Laramie Range could be negatively impacted by drought conditions. With low snowpack, stream flows will likely be low this summer, meaning water temperatures could be an issue in places like Deer Creek, Labonte Creek, and Horseshoe Creek. Overall, fish populations will be comparable to last year in many of the region's reservoirs. Glendoe, Alcova, Pathfinder, and Seminole reservoirs all provide excellent walleye fishing. Glendoe also offers good fishing for channel catfish, black and white crappie, yellow perch, and the occasional largemouth bass. Alcova, Pathfinder, and Seminole offer good fishing for rainbow, brown, and cutthroat trout, and kokanee salmon are stocked in Alcova and Pathfinder. Anglers should consult the 2026 fishing regulations, as several regulations in the Casper region have changed. Single-point barbless hooks are now required on the tailwater reaches between Wyoming Highway 220 Bridge and Cortez Dam. The use of trout beads or pegged attractors is prohibited at the Fremont Canyon and Gray Reef reaches, and the walleye limit in the North Platte drainage upstream of Dave Johnston Power Plant has increased. Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.